937.
On second thought, Moss developers in New York say no go to a meeting with the governor who wanted to come up with an alternative site. While families who lost loved ones in 9/11 are featured in a new ad opposing the mosque, we're going to let you hear that later in this show. And hey, how about this? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, including the stress. How is it that Sin City is voted the most stressful place to be in all of this country? Probably because people expect they're going to win a whole bunch of money and they gamble their life savings away and then they're stressed out because they have no idea how they're going to tell their spouse or how they're going to get the money back. How about that? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, Coast to Coast and all the nooks and crannies in between. Remember, everyone's invited to this overnight party. No matter what your stripes are, left, right, or somewhere in between, maybe you're undecided, or you don't sway anyway when it comes to what we have to offer up politically in this country. You're for that third party, yeah. Boy, more and more people are saying, let's get that third party going. Anyway, keep these digits handy because you'll need them later as you frantically dial to throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Couple of things. You know how I'm fond of polls. And you can manipulate polls and look at them in all kinds of different angles. But ultimately, we wouldn't have political polls, especially, if they weren't pretty accurate. Because the people who want to see certain people get elected are following it daily. That's their job. That's what you're supposed to do. Take the pulse of America. Take that random sampling. The networks certainly are always curious about what the buzz is out there. We say this show's about water cooler buzz. We have our own polls that we throw up on AmericaTonight.net. So it's all about the mosque. I mentioned it at the top. And you had polls about people disapproving, more than approving, of Obama's remarks about the proposed Islamic center to be built right around Ground Zero. So this is the latest poll that I came up with. It's the Gallup poll. And digging through about 15 of them, and there's probably even more, but Gallup's a pretty big name. So the Gallup poll goes like this. More Americans disapprove, that would be 37%, than approve, 20%, of Obama's recent comments concerning the planned construction of that mosque near the World Trade Center site in New York City. Ooh, I'd love to be a fly on the wall, and I wonder if they being the administration, wished, why do we even comment on this? Anyway, but 4 in 10 do not have an opinion. So 4 in 10 say, who cares? Not to be nasty, but it's in New York. Why are we talking about this? So Republicans are paying closer attention to the mosque deal than the Democrats or independents are. It makes sense because what do you do when you're getting close to an election? You got to find ways to come at the constituents, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, and take their temperature and figure out if this really strikes a chord with them or not. Now, the Gallup poll also just overall did a job approval rating of Obama and found that 41% approve overall of the job the president's doing, 52% disapprove. So the numbers have changed certainly since he first took office. And that's not a surprise, especially with the things that have happened economically since the fall of 2008. But when you get into the territory, when you're in the 40s, and if it starts to look like you're dipping even further than that, that's when the concern and the red flags go up for the people whose job it is to keep the president on the radar in a positive manner. So by the time 2012, as you get closer to 2012, he'll have some momentum going into the convention and all that sort of stuff. Because I can't imagine that the president isn't going to run again. So we'll keep you up to date on what the daily polls are saying. But it's interesting that really there are still a lot of independents who don't care as much about the mosque issue, because I think it really has infiltrated the minds of most in this country, at least for an opinion. Everybody that I've run into wants to talk about it. They just want to throw in their two cents, what we always invite here on the show, because of their feelings maybe as to what happened on 9/11 or insensitivity or why are they doing that, or yeah, they should be able to build it there. And I don't understand why it's such a big controversy. So we'll let you hear all of that coming up in the next couple of hours here on ATN. Other things worth mentioning right from the get-go, right out of the chute. Crazy thing, I know this is on the lighter side, but how does a rock star fall off a stage once, really injure himself, and then fall off the stage again? I mean, I'm not talking about Cirque du Soleil, for goodness sake. You know, you're flipping and flying through the air. I'm talking about a rock star. Granted, this particular rock star moves around the stage a bunch and does the things that you used to see a lot in the 70s with the microphones in the 80s, you dragging it across the stage. But just for grins, I'm throwing this out at the top. Is there some kind of a conspiracy here? Aerosmith's Steven Tyler fell off the stage again. Yeah. Honestly. And so what happened this time? Here's what happened. And this is out of Toronto. He's just tumbled again. He was performing when all of a sudden guitarist Joe Perry backed into Tyler. They were playing Love in an Elevator. I'm a terrible singer, but you know that song. And so it sent him off the catwalk and into the crowd. This time, it was like a mosh pit, so the crowd cushioned the blow, and he landed on his feet and was helped back on to the stage. Remember, last time he fell, and it was last year, he broke his shoulder. He was singing that same song, too, so this got to be bad. He needs to get this out of the repertoire. He was singing that same song during a show in South Dakota, and he fell off and broke his shoulder. It was pretty bad. They had to cancel the rest of the tour. So you start to read headlines like that, and you're a big Aerosmith fan because, you know, these rock groups are around for decades. They've cornered the market. It's like the Rolling Stones. How old are the Rolling Stones now? But whenever they come up with a tour every couple of years, boy, they sell out, no question. All right, speaking of selling out, some people say Wyclef Jean is doing that with this whole Haiti thing, which is ridiculous. If anything, he's in hiding because there have been a lot of threats for his safety, death threats, since he decided he was going to take a run at the president's seat in that country. They don't even know yet if he's really eligible to do that. Wow. All right, we're going to shake and bake here. On the flip side, crazy day in Iraq. The last of the bunch, last of the Americans leaving Iraq. A lot of people kind of misty-eyed. Boy, it seems like it's been such a long time. So now what for these military folks? We're going to talk about military benefits next here on ATN.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with Citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, pretty emotional day in Iraq. The last U.S. combat convoy left. I was actually watching this, and it was very strange to watch. I mean, we're talking about the last. Another 6,000 troops will leave by September 1st, but the 4th Stryker Brigade, the 2nd Infantry Division, crossed the border into Kuwait. I was watching, knowing this was coming up, and I saw it as it was breaking. And so that now leaves about 56,000 troops, by the way, in the country. And, you know, this is for so many of these troops, you think of how many years because of the deployments. And now I ask the question, what's next? For a lot of guys, a lot of it has to do with they wanted to serve and they feel honored to have served. And now it's on to a different direction. Now it's on to education in a lot of cases. And there's some confusion sometimes when, as many of you know who have served, when you sign up, what the benefits are. What happens when you come out. So anyway, Dave Renza and Edmund Lozati have written a book called Military Education Benefits for College, a comprehensive guide for military members, vets, and their dependents. Wow. It's kind of like the Bible of all the information you need to know. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm excellent, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm good. You know, this really is a big deal. It's funny because I was a big deal meaning there's a lot of confusion as to what they can expect as far as money that will go toward classes, all that kind of thing. What about now the GI Bill after 9/11? And you would not believe the amounts of conversations I've had about this, including, you know, with my own husband who served in the Navy and the benefits that he saw in trying to get a second degree. So let's clear up some of the stuff. First of all, what's it like as far as the GI Bill? I know this is an open-ended question, but what's it like now with the GI Bill in place? Because we know that this has been kind of controversial, to say the least. So explain what's happened.
Absolutely, Kate. Yeah, one of the things with the GI Bill is for several years, it was, you know, it kind of was something that was, you know, seen as for particular groups of veterans as they came home and everything. It started in World War II and really wasn't revamped much until the mid 80s. And that's when the military started really using it as a bargaining tool, both for bringing people on as we transitioned from after the Vietnam War from a draft enlistee type military into a volunteer force. And that was used as one of the carrots on the stick. So that was when we saw really the first modern day what's now referred to as the Montgomery GI Bill or the Chapter 30 GI Bill, the traditional GI Bill as it's also referred to. This new GI Bill, the post 9/11 GI Bill, is probably one of the most amazing and sweeping legislative enhancements towards education given to veterans and military members alike, and it's really a wonderful benefit. One of the problems, and you say controversial, and yeah, it's been controversial in the sense that I think that in some respects, you know, with all good intentions, the VA may have kind of put the carriage before the horse, so to speak, and probably didn't figure out how many people would be jumping towards this benefit, and
right.
And that was one of the problems. And then also, I think it probably didn't plan a lot of things fully, and kind of altered things as they went along, and depending on various scenarios and how they work. So things kind of changed as it all unfolded. So that's been kind of the two controversial key areas with it right now.
Once somebody understands that, though, pretty much you get if I serve my tour, I did whatever it was, 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. 4 years is the required amount, right? Or no?
Well, actually, to get the post 9/11 GI Bill, to be eligible, you need to be, have served a minimum of 90 days active duty. And that can be any time after, September 11th, 2001. And as long as you served a minimum of 90 days active duty, not including basic training and occupation training, you're eligible for the benefit. So you can either be a reservist who was deployed overseas, or you can also be someone who's just served on active duty. So those are really how you would be eligible. And what happens is at 90 days, it starts at a percentage. The percentage goes up it starts at 40% of the whole benefit. It goes up to 50 days after 180 days, or excuse me, 50% after 180 days. And then it goes up in increments from there. At 3 years is when you receive 100% of the benefit. So it varies depending on how long on active duty you served.
Mm. I don't know if there's hard numbers on this actually now that I'm saying this out loud, but how many guys that come back from whatever wars do you think have taken advantage of the education benefits?
Very good question. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say probably not as many that could have. And
yeah.
There's a number of reasons for that. First of all, I mean, you mentioned it before, the stress of going on deployment after deployment. There was a lot of stop loss that was keeping people in for longer than they wanted to be in. There was a lot of people who were going on deployments, and then because there were so few people for a while there to backfill and go on after them and cover for their duty, they were coming home for, you know, maybe a year and then going right back overseas again for another long deployment. And that's made it very difficult for people to keep going to school and to maintain any form of education. And I think the other thing, too, is just the nature of the military itself. It's so hard to continue, or at least up until very recently, it was so hard to continue and to maintain any type of any type of rigor in the classroom while you're deployed and while you're doing your, you know, serving your country. It's so difficult to do. And, you know, certainly when you leave the military, that's another thing, too. People think, well, I have GI Bill benefits when I leave, so I'll take care of them then. But a lot of people don't think, you know, hey, I have a family later. I have a job after I found a job after I left the military. Things happen. Life happens. And you may not be able to use those benefits as you thought you would when you were, you know, 19, 20 years old joining the military. So I would venture to say there's a lot of people who probably don't use their benefits as much as they could.
Yeah, no kidding. What made you decide to pull this book together?
It's a very good question. Ed unfortunately couldn't make the interview tonight, but I will say this on behalf of both of us. I think part of it between the two of us is probably from our job at admissions and seeing that, you know, what so many of the people who contact our school and ask for information at Post University for admissions really have, unfortunately, no idea with the admissions process or with some of the benefits that are available to them. And that includes not only dependents and veterans who have been away from the service for a while, but also people who are still on active duty. There's still a lot of confusion and questions. Myself personally, I first came up with the idea for the book back when I was in grad school at the University of Connecticut. And I had myself and a group of veterans who were in the class. We actually had some confusion over whether or not we were eligible for our state veteran benefits. And that kind of prompted me, that whole process and that whole frustration. And then finally the realization that we were eligible for what we thought we were eligible for in the first place kind of prompted me to write this book and gave me the impetus and the thought process to say, I think this is a product that's not out there. My own looking for and my own seeking a similar product to what we had put in, what we had put into the market and not finding it was kind of what gave me the desire to go ahead and write the book.
Yeah, and we should say both you and Ed obviously served. You were, weren't you in the Army National Guard, right, David?
That is correct, yeah. We both were. Ed served active duty for a few years, and then he went to active National Guard. He served retired as a lieutenant colonel. I myself was a combat medic for a number of years and then became what's called a retention NCO. So I worked with soldiers in the Army National Guard with their veteran benefits and their education benefits. So this is kind of something near and dear to both of our hearts while we were still in the military as well. So this is, you know, this has kind of been, this whole book is kind of a capstone to the entirety of our military and civilian careers and our own education as well.
Mm. Well, thank you for your service, and Ed as well. If somebody wants to get a copy of the book, how do they do that?
Very good question, and absolutely. And Kate, thank you to you and your husband both for your service, because I'm sure it was not easy being a spouse as well. So
yeah.
I will say that it's www.militaryedbenefits.com. And just a little word about that, if they purchase the book from the website from us, we will donate 15% of the proceeds from the book for the Wounded Warrior Project.
Wow, that's fantastic. 15%. David, thank you so much. We appreciate your time here on America Tonight. Hang with us, everybody.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea.
The testimonials are incredible!
And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
After 70 years, it's what he goes there for. It's to unlock the door. All around him, criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You know, it's interesting. I mentioned when we were talking to David, which I think it's great that they pulled this book together and that they're donating some of the money to the Wounded Warrior Program, but because there's so much confusion as to what the benefits are and then trying to get through and the frustrations, and I hope more soldiers take advantage of it and get a chance to work on their mind, get a chance to take classes and discover something else that they may end up doing in the future. That's the beauty of the benefits educationally that you can jump on as far as having served the country. I remember my great uncle telling me that. Isn't it funny how things get passed around families? I knew my uncle served. You know, I knew my great uncle served, but I had no idea he went to the same college I did. And on the GI Bill, he got a bachelor's degree from Ohio University. So the idea that some of this is being left on the table is sad to me. I hope that, that more guys that can use it absolutely figure out ways to do that. You know, according to the Pentagon, they say 4,419 U.S. troops have died in Iraq altogether. So the State Department is still hanging around, and there are some soldiers that will also still be in Iraq. The State Department has asked for $400 million to cover some of the costs of what they need. They've asked the U.S. military to leave behind surveillance systems, about 50 bomb-resistant cars, and a few dozen UH-60 helicopters. You know what? They are big mamas. And they have gotten a lot of what they've asked for, but the Pentagon wasn't able to give them everything, especially the helicopters, because of the need in Afghanistan. So while we're talking about these troops leaving and then another group of troops leaving in September, which pretty much wraps the whole thing up, you have polls showing that never before people are opposed to what's happening in Afghanistan and the tail end of Iraq after this last combat unit goes out. And, you know, you ask the question, and this is the first thing I thought of, what happens now? What happens now in that country? Do all the nuts come out of the woodwork, and does sectarian violence tick up? Oh, let's hope not. Because the one thing that I remember, and I remember the soldiers that came on the show being so proud about, was the Purple Thumbs. Remember the Purple Thumbs? Getting a chance to vote, all of that. And how far, in some ways, that country has come. The rebuilding effort still is nowhere near it that it should be. It's nowhere near where it needs to be. But there are huge differences to that country. And let's hope, politically, they are able to withstand what may now happen. So on the heels of all of this, as I was saying, I'm going to throw this in real quick, and then we're going to come closer to home. But I started off with a poll about the president and popularity and what the issues were. Well, here's another issue that hits close to home for some people. Two-thirds of Americans favor the president's plan to take out the combat troops from Iraq by the end of the month, as the opposition to the war in that country, as well as Afghanistan, continues to hit new highs. So CNN Opinion Resource Company, they do polls together, right? They did this poll that showed that Obama's withdrawal plan won support, not because Americans think the U.S. has achieved its goal in Iraq. And in fact, only 3 in 10 feel like the goal was achieved. But a majority believe the U.S. will never achieve its goal in that country, no matter how long the troops stay there. So that's one reason probably why 69% opposed the war in that country. But what's crazy is 65% favored Obama's plan to remove the troops, but keep 50,000 there for non-combat duties. And then there was another 19 that said, just take them all out right now. 16 opposed the whole thing because they want to see the troops remain there indefinitely. So it shows a little slither of what Americans are thinking. They're pessimistic about what's going to happen in Iraq after the troops are pulled out. 6 in 10 say they're not confident that the Iraqi government's ability to handle the situation in that country. They're not confident that they'll be able to do it. Only 28% say that removing U.S. troops from the country increases the chances of a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. I don't think that. But I would be concerned about what this government now does for all of the investment that we've made, that the sacrifices so many families made. Thank you very much to all of you. I hope that this ends in a positive manner. In other words, that country continues to try to thrive and survive anyway. I'll try to survive and even more than that, thrive. And it all does center on that government. That's why the State Department has such a big role to still play here. You know, it's interesting because you've got General Petraeus, who's now in charge of Afghanistan, just this past weekend, making it very clear that it's going to take a lot of time and a big-time commitment to achieve the goal of preventing Afghanistan from, again, becoming that haven for international terrorism. And the way he talked, it certainly didn't sound like there was going to be a lot of withdrawing of troops in August of next year. even though that is supposed to happen. That's the administration saying that that's going to happen. And he didn't really jump on that too much. Remember, Petraeus said the transition is based on the conditions on the ground. So that's the question. The question is, what happens next? Do you think Iraq rolls back? Or do you think that that country can still survive without our troops there to back them up? And you still got to deal with corruption of soldiers there and the police force there. Let's hope that they can stand up. Let's hope they're able to do that. At the top of the show, I also talked about the mosque and the situation that now the developers are saying, nah, we're not going to meet with the governor because they know what the governor wants to suggest, and I don't think they're necessarily interested in it. Although I heard that there was some interest in the state-backed land. Maybe the group got wind of where the land is. I'm not sure. So Governor David Patterson from New York, who wants to have a full-on discussion about this Islamic center and mosque with the developers to see if there is some kind of a compromise, is pretty much getting shut out of this one, it's looking like. And now it's a question of, does this move forward, this Islamic center? And from everything I heard, it looked like there was a chance of the center itself moving. So now an ad is hitting the airwaves, and it includes, in fact, most of it features the family members of the victims, of the people who were killed on 9/11. It's a real tearjerker, and it doesn't really lose much in translation on radio. So take a listen to this.
I guess it was around approximately 9 o'clock that I actually got through to Keith. When he finally picked up his cell phone and he said, Dad, I'm down here. It's just too busy. I can't talk to you. I just told him, be careful. And I'll see him tonight.
I could hear these different explosions. Bam, bam. And when we arrived at the staging area, one of the fellas from Ladder 13, he was leaning on his hook, just staring up in the air. And I followed his gaze. And it was the people jumping.
We lost half our family on 9/11.
When the plane was hijacked, first call came from Peter at about 8:45. And the last words from him was, oh, my God, oh, my God. And we looked up at the television and we saw the plane hit the building.
This mosque, it's wrong. It's so wrong.
Our first task at Ground Zero is to simply preserve the sanctity of the site.
I can't let the actions of the passenger and crew of Flight 93 go in vain. As long as they need us to speak for them and to continue the fight that they began, I'll be here to do it.
We promise, never forget. Is that just meaningless words on a bumper sticker faded by the sun? And give me a break.
We understand they can build where they want to build. All we ask them to do is to use some good sense and think about what they're doing.
All right, I think it was tastefully done, to be honest. And you heard right from the very beginning, the one guy's talking about his son. He was a paramedic, and he said, Dad, I can't talk right now. He was killed. And then you heard the couple talking about their whole family was wiped out, meaning their son, his wife, and their two-year-old grandchild was killed on that day. And if you listen to most of what was said there, the talk was certainly they could build it, but just not on that site. And they want to remember, or is that just empty words? So that is the question. Will this happen? Will this Islamic center be built, or no, will it move to some other spot in that city? Or do you care? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Hang with us. More on the mosque in New York City.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will ride.
We have 10 weeks, folks, 10 weeks until the midterm elections. And you know, it was Thoreau who said, none are so old as those who have outlived enthusiasm. So I hope enthusiastically people go and vote or they do the early voting thing. There are ways around it if you can't get out on the actual day of November 2nd. Because it all comes down to the same thing that we're talking about constantly here on America Tonight. And it's your life. It's your own backyard and it's your country. What you think should happen and what your representatives do, if they differ, if there's a wide chasm there, then you can make a change. And so the rhetoric has certainly ratcheted up on both sides of this thing. But that's typical politics, especially politics from really the 80s on. You know, I think it was in the 80s. Now, it's always been that way, I suppose. But from the 80s all the way up to now, it's like sports. You're on one team, you're on the other team. And it used to be the two teams kind of mingled. Now, because of this anger vibe that you get, there are a lot of places where there's not commingling going on. You know, your buddy could be a lifelong Democrat and you're a staunch Republican. You don't understand why he likes this administration because you think it's awful and he must be drinking the Kool-Aid. But you used to be able to joke about it. Now people are just not joking about things. And it's because I believe the frustrations are just so real and have ripped through the heart of people's lives in different areas, whether it's unemployment or whether it's benefits to retire on or whatever it is. I think people are angry and they're worried, frightened even. You could use that word, I guess. So we were talking about the Islamic Center in New York and how this has become an issue in, for some people. Certainly, there are bigger fish to fry in other parts of the country. There are other issues that would supersede what's happening in New York City on near Ground Zero. Even though I do believe it's on the minds of a lot of people. And I don't think in California, Carly Fiorini or Barbara Boxer, what hangs in the balance so much is their opinion on that site, unless they either one of them says something completely outrageous. But the Californians care more about what's going on with our state. We are bankrupt. We need money. What are we doing here? What about the illegal immigration problem? How are you handling this if you get the seat, Barbara Boxer, again, or if Fiorini takes over and gets elected? And the same thing for the gubernatorial candidates, because there's 37 seats up for grabs across the country in various states, and 37 Senate seats, and 435 House seats. So it just depends. Now, in New York, this is definitely an even bigger issue. So now that the president on Friday made his statements, and we let you hear those in our show last night, our last show, and you probably heard them all over the place. The president who was in Columbus, Ohio, talking about the economy mostly, he was in somebody's backyard, actually, and I thought that was kind of interesting that they did that and talked about where we're moving, how do we get rid of this deficit, all that kind of stuff. But the president was asked about his comments supporting the rights of the Muslims to build that center in the mosque a couple of blocks from the site of the September 11 attacks. And he said he has no regrets, and that's all. He just said the answer is no regrets when he was asked about bringing up the issue at Ramadan because there was a dinner there at the White House. That's how the comments came out. And at the dinner, just in case you missed the what he said, the president said that those wanting to build the Islamic Center and the mosque have the constitutional right to religious freedom. And I believe they do have the constitutional right to religious freedom. It's just poor choice of where you would put this center. But you know how I feel. I'm beating a dead horse when I tell you that again and again and again. It's pretty obvious. And I've given many reasons why I think that the wisdom of doing it is no wisdom at all and not really thought out. When you had 2,700 people die when planes were hijacked by terrorists and they slammed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. It just doesn't make sense. It's a completely an emotional issue for a lot of people. Absolutely. I mean, look, even the Senate Majority Leader, lifelong Democrat Harry Reid, he opposes having the center so close to Ground Zero. So we know. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. A lot of you have weighed in on this because we've been talking about it a ton. And whether or not you think it's an election issue, should it even be an election issue, or has it gotten too political and is it out of control, all the conversation over the Islamic Center? See, here's the one thing. I think the more conversation, it does hurt other people in other cities, other Muslims in other cities who are proposing mosques and for whatever reason, like in Tennessee, there's been some opposition there, and in some other places, there are many mosques all over the place, peppered all over the country, and many that have no problems whatsoever, and the people are doing what anyone else would do, worshiping, okay? But because of the things that have happened, and now with the conversation so high on this, it really puts it all out on the radar. The whole idea of the mosque being the center high for the possibility of brewing terrorist problems, because look what happened in New Jersey, look what happened in New York at a mosque there, look what's happened in some other places. And this is why I think there are plenty of Muslims in New York who don't understand how this got so out of control, and why don't the Cordoba folks just move it? Because they're creating more problems, and it doesn't make sense when there are other properties they could go to. That's the thing. All right, I have to end on this note because this is just crazy. I do not understand what American Airlines is doing here except for trying to make more money. I am so sick of the upsell. Ever notice in your personal life, whether it's AT&T or whether it's your mortgage company, whoever it is, Bank of America. I think every day I get a phone call from Bank of America, even though I'm very polite and tell them I'm not interested in the supplemental insurance or whatever it is you're trying to sell. It's always about the upsell. Even at the car wash, I go to the car wash and they're trying to give me the super duper quadruple whatever discount on a expensive wash and not the one that I came in for, because it's about pushing for more. So American Airlines announced another add-on fee for the front rows in coach. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's like the a la carte airline. And yes, they're bringing in money this way, but this is the deal. Americans' new express seats start at $19 a flight for choice spots. So get this, you got to pay for your bag if it's underneath the plane, and you'll have to pay $19 each, so for each leg of your flight, to sit in the first few rows, if you want the leg room, you know, the bulkhead, all that stuff. So passengers who opt for designated express seats will board the plane in the first group of general boarding. And then that means they don't have to worry about the overhead space either, because that's become a big deal. If you don't get on that plane, lickety-split, if you think, oh, they didn't call my group yet or any of that, sometimes you are out of luck by the time you get on the plane. I noticed this when I made that flight to Florida. It was crazy. So now the express seat option is what basically is a new fee that charges extra for regular coach seats. It's just a different spin. And what is the value in this other than probably the overhead space you would get when they would call you first? If that's how they would do it, they would go against the grain instead of loading the back first, and they would let the express seat people go in. I guess there's where you would save some of the hassles, but that's just ridiculous. I mean, pretty soon, we might as well forget it. We got to start looking into these train options, or we're going to be driving our electric cars to whatever the destination is. I'm telling you, it's out of control. Ridiculous. All right, I'm going to leave you with another Thoreau cut because I like him so much. He said some brilliant things in his time. Here's a good one. A man is rich in proportion to the number of things he can afford to let alone. Think about it.